We can learn a lot of important life lessons from fairy tales.
Hey.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Like in the story of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Goldilocks is a cute young girl with everything going on for her, but she's way too picky.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, this chair is too small.
Yeah.
Very entitled.
This porridge isn't gluten-free. This bed isn't a king-size posture penis. And then what happens to her?
Yeah.
Becomes bear lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Why do I feel like she deserves it now?
Yeah, it's like she's the original Karen.
Well, we have our own version of Goldilocks on this morning's show. Her name's Alexis.
I thought it was me for a second.
Everyone likes that fairy tale.
She's our 22-year-old social media coordinator, and she's been extremely picky with her dating life. And what's that gotten her? Well, she's still single. And she signed up to a sugar baby website. So there you go.
I was supportive of the single part. The sugar baby website, I'm still not on board for.
Yeah,
just
I'm
an FYI.
Disapproval across the board.
High disapproval rating.
And the last time we heard from Alexis, she was shopping offers from old dudes who are willing to pay for a date, but she was hoping she could kind of swing that and convince them to do the paid dates over Zoom.
Yeah, because she was sure there was no strings attached.
Yeah. So, Alexis, what's the latest there?
Yeah, so like you said, I sent a mass email to all the sugar daddies.
Oh, well,
about how personal.
You sent a mass email?
How many do
copy
you
paste?
Have? Copy paste. To see if they would do just a Zoom date, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not to meet up in person, but that way I get the money, but I don't deal with the creepiness.
Yeah.
But they know you're real too. Like,
yeah, they can
person.
See me.
Totally.
So there were two main responses I received.
Okay.
First, a lot of them said they didn't know how to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're on the wrong website to ask them to get on a video chat.
They didn't understand how Zoom worked?
The technology.
Oh, yeah.
I think
they're like 80.
The username is just the confusion.
Zoom? I don't drive a Mazda. What are you talking about?
Does Wheels on Wheels provide that service?
Yeah. And second, some of them did have some expectations on how I would,
they did.
Quote, please them over video chat.
How you would dress or undress. Mm.
Apparently, that's what they wanted. So that wasn't going to work for me.
If they're going to pay for this date, I mean, they better get something out of it.
I know, but she was certain that that
talking
wasn't the case.
All right.
So it didn't really work out.
Yeah.
So I went back to Instagram. I was like, I'm going to go back to people my age. Let's go read through some of the DMs I've been ignoring for a little bit while I focus on the grandpas.
All right. Back to the losers.
Yeah.
Let's see what they got to offer.
Here I go. One guy sent three videos of himself shirtless playing soccer.
Oh, my god!
Just no explanation, just videos.
You know, and that's the thing. Men send what they want back.
Yeah.
Like, he would love three videos of you shirtless playing soccer.
I don't believe you, Alexis. Send me those videos. I want to see. I don't think it really happened.
And then another one said Titanic with, all, like, six exclamation points following it.
What?
Okay, this
I know.
Is going to be depressing.
And followed it up by saying, sorry, that was probably a bad icebreaker. But I just, I don't get it. I honestly
You don't get it?
You don't get it.
No, so it's not funny.
Are you joking? You don't get
the
it?
The Titanic hit a glacier.
No, start from the beginning. The Titanic is a boat.
Okay.
Okay.
I know about that. The guy in that is also hot.
Hit an iceberg.
Hit an iceberg and
sank. Like,
it's just,
over a thousand people died.
Okay.
It's not working for me.
All right.
It's not. I don't like history.
Yeah, okay.
So,
that's not hot.
Gosh.
Okay.
All right.
One guy asked me to use my sugar baby money to take him out on a date.
Dude, I like him.
I don't blame him.
I don't like him.
But the thing is, you were a terrible businesswoman on the sugar baby website, so he doesn't realize you actually never made any money.
But then I got a DM that really caught me off guard, guys.
Mm.
It was from my ex.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Ex of what? High school, college? Where
college.
Are we at now? Okay.
College.
Has he heard you on the show and is getting jelly now or what?
I don't know about that, but he lives in England and he's coming back to the U.S.
Is he English or was he doing like some abroad thing over there?
No, he's from there.
Oh.
Yeah, he's from there.
He's a guy with an English accent.
Oh, you're in trouble.
And he's coming back.
Oh,
and
no.
He's staying with me for a week and a half, everyone.
Oh, there she is.
You offered your house?
Do you know
house?
What? That's going to be fun.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
See, that's how you know it's a bad idea, when Brooke signs off on it.
That is going to be fun.
Okay, so hold on. What's it like with your ex? Like, what's the history there?
Yeah, so we dated in college for 3 years, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah. This is like a real ex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, it just got like a little immature.
You got immature?
No, never me.
Immature. Oh, he was immature.
Uh-huh.
And anyways, so we ended up breaking up, but he reached out and apologized for being selfish and says that he's changed. now.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
I believe him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't, but I think it's fine.
And he says he's more caring, a better listener, and wants to do things for me that he never did before.
Okay, that's going to last. That will last literally the week that he's there, and then everything will go back to normal.
He actually sent me fancy chocolate and candy from Europe.
Okay.
Got nice. That.
Very nice.
Luring girls in with candy. Uh-huh. Sounds like a winner. Yeah.
Good work with me, too, bro.
Yeah, Brooke's a huge fan.
He bought me some nice European clothes. Not H&M, everyone.
Ooh. He's buying H&M. He's buying your love, which is apparently the way to Alexis's heart.
It
so
is.
He does know her love language.
It's true.
I mean, he did also Venmo me drink money when he knew I was out with friends.
Nice.
Are you being for real?
Yes.
I've done
is
that.
Is he
it's
rich?
A good move.
No, but I am in the power position right now, people.
Yeah.
And I like it. I've never been here.
Are
and I love it.
Alexis.
Do you want to be in a relationship with him?
I don't want to say dating again. That term freaks me out, you know?
Yes,
but it's
yeah.
just a week and a half. What can it hurt?
Yeah, watch. She's going to cancel this flight home. Watch him cancel
I love her famous
Alexis,
last words.
Alexis, you are sweet girl. You have a lot of prospects out there.
Does she?
Thank you, Jeff.
Oh,
I mean, they're willing to,
dude,
that are willing to pay to go out with you.
Oh, dude, the text board blows up every day when Alexis
I don't. I don't know if the X thing is the right move here.
But he's got a British accent, Jeffrey.
The accents are so hot.
Look,
they can hook up.
Sometimes love finds you when you least expect it.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, and
yes.
I know we're all hoping that you find your actual dream guy so you don't, like you've said, end up alone forever.
She's only 22.
Well, no.
She's got plenty of time to find the dream guy.
In the spirit,
screw around with
in the
ex.
Spirit of finding your true love, call her 25 right now. You get to be Alexis's dream man or woman.
Okay.
We're gonna find you your absolute fairy tale romance right now.
This is not the solution.
Okay, whatever. Die alone then.
Yeah.
Die alone. That's what Brooke wants. Your $500 free money phone tap is right after this. Caller 25, you're gonna get that money.